Hey, what is up, guys? It's your favorite DJs. I'm DJ Abe.
And I'm DJ Morgs. Hello, and hello.
We're back with another weekly podcast.
Here we are. We have a great show planned for tonight. We are doing then versus now.
Old versus new. I'm excited for this one.
It's going to be a good show. So we're kind of planning, we will play an old song kind of from 1980s to 2000s. And then we will play a brand new song that has come out this year.
Yes.
So that's super exciting. And then we're going to be talking about some awesome stuff. Sneak peek. High school you versus you now. Of course, L's the week, obviously. Cool. And the world back then and the world today. So it's going to be a great show. Should we just jump into some music?
Yeah, let's jump into some music. We've got Africa by Toto. And what year is this, Morgan?
This is 1982.
All right, enjoy. All right, apparently we can't play the current song according to Spotify, so we're going to hit YouTube. Just give us exactly 30 seconds. Africa.
Alrighty, that was Lovely the Band with Broken. So the other day, actually Sunday, I was home this weekend, and I went back to my high school to play some pickup volleyball with my community.
Fun.
It was a lot of fun. But it got me thinking about myself kind of back in high school versus myself now.
For you, that was a long time ago. For me,
okay, yes. A few months. I know, it's kind of weird. It's been, I'm in my third year now. So, yeah, it was kind of surreal being back there, thinking about all the times, you know, I would get up in the morning, I would go to practice, and then I would go to school all day and then play another sport after school. And then I played 2 hours of volleyball on Sunday, and I can't move my shoulder. And it is, you know, it's crazy.
You.
It's like my whole, like, athletic ability is, like, completely different now.
Yeah, for me, it's only been 6 months, but still, like, my athletic ability has decreased substantially. I used to play rugby every day. We had practice 4 days a week.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was always on top of my athletics. I would do great on the beep test and all that.
Oh, the beep test, yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Then I came to uni. I was planning on playing soccer in uni, but I just never found the time.
Yeah, I know. Uni's a lot more demanding.
Yeah.
Than high school, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've gone to the gym 2 times.
Honestly, that's great. That's
and
great.
Yeah, I'm proud of that, to be honest. At least I went.
Yeah, no, exactly. I was even thinking about my style back in high school.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in high school, I kind of had a preppy style going. I was very put together, and I put a lot of effort into my looks in school. Whereas now, I wouldn't say my outfits are preppy. They're kind of more alternative, kind of different. I don't really have a style now.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of interesting. I mean, I would rock in high school. I had long hair in grade 9 and 10, and then I chopped it all off. But in grade 9 and 10, I would rock a long braid down my back with Pro Wrap. You remember Pro Wrap?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they still have that. And that was kind of like my go-to, whereas now I would never, ever do that. Never.
Right. I've always dressed pretty comfy, but, like, stylishly comfy. But now, now that I'm in uni, I don't really give a shit. I just kind of, I dress.
I know, uni's difficult because I even found myself, high school, it's like you get up in the morning, you put yourself together, and it's like, you see all your friends all every day.
Exactly.
And then uni, sometimes I'll go to class and I won't see anyone I know and then come home.
Yeah, you know? Nobody cares, man.
So it's definitely different. I mean, I could get, like, all emotional about how I've grown up and changed, but I definitely have noticed myself, just not in style and athletic ability, but, like, myself as a person has changed so much since high school.
Yeah.
I think you'll probably notice that. I mean, you've only been away for, like, 6 months, so.
Yeah.
But you do change a lot. It's just interesting, like, what you're into in high school opposed to now.
Because it's a completely different environment. Like, high school is really socially driven. Uni is more, it's preparing you to get your shit together.
Right.
So you stop caring about the little things, for example, you know, dressing well, impressing, you know, the people around you. And you start caring about, you know, academics.
Right. No, exactly.
In terms of academics, like, do you think you've changed a lot since high school academically?
Definitely. Like, well, in high school, I wanted to go into business and yeah. and BBA and all of that. And now I'm in my third year and I'm in global studies, and right. I could not even picture it being in BBA. Mm-hmm. So it's just so interesting how your whole perspectives change. Uh-huh. And in high school, I was kind of a type of person, you know, like I finessed a little bit. Like, you know, everyone finessed. I loved being at school because I loved my teachers and I loved the people in my class, and that got me really far. Mm-hmm. But in university, I mean, there's 400 people in my class. It's not exactly, they don't know you by name, unfortunately, in some classes. So that has definitely changed. What about you?
For me, yeah, I definitely, I slacked in high school, but I slacked strategically.
Fair, you know what I mean? Fair.
Like, I...
You knew that when something was coming up, you could get it done?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now in uni, I've gotten rid of that habit completely.
Yeah, you have to.
Which is great. if I still lived like that, I would not be doing well right now.
Yeah. I know uni, you have to be on top of things, and I find if you even take a minute to just settle in, that's when, you get in trouble.
You get in trouble.
You can't get too comfortable. Yeah. I learned that in first year, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of like, okay, you need to readjust and get it together, Morgan. And, you know, here we are. Yeah. We're doing well now. But, yeah, you definitely, it's crazy how much I've grown. And I think about this the other day, too. Just with friends, too.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Do you find that you are having a hard time, like, keeping in touch with your friends?
Yeah, I think it's a bit different. When I was back at the high school the other day, I was talking to some of my old teachers, and I was saying it's hard to keep in touch with friends because, you know, sometimes you do think you're keeping in touch on social media, but you really haven't talked to them in five months.
And life is moving so fast.
It's hard.
And
then, you know, you're at different places in your life, and I look at where I am and I want to travel and do all these things, and I'm not really picturing settling down with someone or, you know, like, that's not even in my 10-year plan, you know, whereas I have people that I went to high school with that people are engaged.
That's crazy to me.
Right?
Like, I'm still a young boy.
You're
I
young.
I don't have any of those, but
yeah, like,
it's crazy
it's
that
nuts.
People, like, my older sister, she has a couple of friends. She's only 2 years older than you.
Right.
And
they're having babies.
Yeah, several friends getting pregnant.
Yeah,
know,
it's crazy.
Engaged. I mean, if you found the one, you found the one. But
exactly.
It's crazy.
I know, and there's nothing wrong with that if that is you.
I know.
But, you know, I look at myself and I think, you know, I'm not even close to that.
I know.
And all I kind of want to do is bump around and save the earth and help people.
Right?
So it's just interesting trying to keep in touch with people when you're at completely different stage
in
your life.
And it's the fact that, like, in many cases, for me, a lot of people I went to high school with, like, I've been in school with for 12 years.
Right.
Since elementary school.
Exactly, yes.
So I can't imagine those people that I knew as, you know, five-year-olds getting married, having kids. That's crazy.
I know. I was on social media, actually, like, a couple weeks. Well, I'm always on social media, but a couple weeks ago. And, this girl I went to high school with is engaged, and she's bought a house, and she's settling in.
I know,
mind you, her fiancé now is a couple years older, but it's still, like, whoa.
Yeah, you grew up with that person.
Right. And it's just so surreal to me about, like, I've definitely developed from high school, and I've changed as a person, but I'm nowhere close to ready to settle down. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting trying to keep in touch with people and when you're at completely different places in your life. So... yeah, but I mean, I love who I am now, and I think if I was the same person I was in high school, I wouldn't have a lot of the great things I have now.
Yeah, we all needed our high school phase.
Yeah,
even if it was a good experience or a bad experience, we all needed our high school phase.
And you learn from it. I mean, the things that I've learned in high school, and even first year, I look back and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, I have grown up since then.
I know.
So yeah, I mean, you're in your first year, so.
Yeah.
You're in that stage.
You learn a lot in your first year.
Yeah, you learn a lot in your first 2 weeks.
Life is so different.
I know.
Anyway, you want to get into some MJ?
Yeah, let's go.
Here's a fun fact. Morgan doesn't like Michael Jackson.
On that note,
here's Black or White by Michael Jackson.
Enjoy.
All right. That was Black or White and Jackie Chan. putting those two songs together is kind of unsettling. The really old and the really new. If you guys are just joining us now, our theme this week is old versus new. We're playing old songs and then 2018 songs.
Yes, to compare kind of what's going on. Right. And we're talking about what used to be and what is now. So right. Here we are.
So as we do each week, we tell you our L's of the week to try and make you feel better about yourself.
Yes.
So
try and get you through the week.
You want to start with those?
I will start with my L, I guess.
All
right. So this is actually happening right now. I'm living my L right now.
And she wouldn't shut up about it.
Hey. yeah, I'm living my L right now. I bought this sweater last year, I think. It was from Value Village, honestly. It's cashmere, and it is the itchiest sweater I have ever put on my body.
I wish you guys could see this sweater right now. It looks like the itchiest sweater.
But it's like a nice, neutral.
It's really nice, though.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
It's turtleneck. It's gray. It goes with everything. It looks professional. I had a meeting this morning, so I wanted to look professional. But it is the itchiest sweater, and I'm sitting in class today in lecture, and I'm, like, actually itching my neck, and it's uncomfortable. So it's kind of annoying. I think I might give it away, but it just looks good.
Hey,
so
sometimes you have to suffer for fashion.
I know. I was like, am I getting hives? I'm, like, sitting there itching.
Just
like,
wear a long sleeve under it.
I know, but then it's, like, really warm. Mm. So I'm a little bit nervous about that. But, yeah, so that's kind of my L. That's kind of where we're at, living it. So I'm going to go home after this show and maybe get out of this, I think. Yeah. What about yours?
All right, my L, there are many layers to my L.
Uh-oh.
So my L is walking home basically sobbing after watching this movie called Beautiful Boy.
Aww.
Not sure if you heard of it.
I have not.
It's a Steve Carell movie about his son, who's played by Timothy Chalamet, who is basically a crystal meth addict.
Okay.
The saddest movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Does it have a good ending or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I have never cried so hard in a movie, and I was not prepared at all.
And then it just hit you.
Yeah, I was expecting to go in and be like, wow, this is a great movie, you know, and then walk out and be like, be satisfied with it. I was satisfied with it, but I should have emotionally prepared myself.
Right.
I was walking home that night trying not to cry.
And it just came.
Yeah, just for some reason, all of Laurier decided to be on the sidewalk at that moment. So,
oh my
like,
goodness.
I was like, okay, don't cry. There's so many people around.
And you just have to let it out.
It was a Friday night. Everyone was going out. But here's the crazy part about this story. This is not an L. This is actually a major W.
Oh, okay. So, change of plans.
Have you been to the Princess Theater in Waterloo?
Yes.
They have a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
In their cafe, they have...
Oh, I know where you're going with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen my Snapchat story.
Yes. I'm excited.
In their cafe, they have a name of the day where different people from Waterloo write their name on a piece of paper, put it in a jar. Every day they pick a name out of the jar, and if that's your name, you can get a free coffee or tea.
Right.
You will not believe. The one time I go to the Princess Theater, the name of the day is Abram.
That's amazing.
That's
because that's not a common name.
No, I've never met another Abram in
yeah.
my life.
That's really cool.
I know. And when I showed her my one card, she was like, she was surprised. She was like, what?
And did you put the name in there?
No, I didn't put the name in there.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
That is a big W.
So I don't even like coffee or tea, but I got a free tea, gave it to my buddy.
Aw, so kind. Yeah, that's a major W. I'm excited about that. And then you went to the movie, and then that's when the L happened.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know what? There's positives and negatives. I guess that's kind of
so
how,
deep, Morgan.
You know? Well,
you
it
know
is.
What, guys? There are positives,
and
but there
negative.
Are also negatives.
I mean, okay. Hey, you walked in today, and you're like, how's it going? And I go, I had the worst day
that's
yesterday.
True.
Like,
that's
I don't
true.
Even know how I could describe my day yesterday. Mm-hmm. But today, you know what? We're here. Itchy
we're
sweater,
happy.
But
we're
still... Yeah, we're on the air, and we're hanging out with you guys, so we're right. happy.
Our next song is an absolute banger, as most of our songs are.
Yes, we say that every single time.
Every song. But this one... Oh,
this
man.
Is a bump.
This
a
is
bop.
Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Woo.
Enjoy.
Jesse is a friend.
Alrighty, that was Jesse's Girl and Rick Springfield. 1981. And then we had Back to You by Selena Gomez, 2018. So we are talking about the kind of the old world as in pre-2000s to kind of now. And it got me, you know, Googling, thinking of things, what's kind of different. And so I just kind of came up with some examples of old things versus new. And one of them is taking photos. And I think we take that for granted. You know, I kind of think about, you know, at my house, we have so many photo albums of, like, actual printed photos.
I know. I find it crazy that nowadays you can whip out a tiny rectangle out of your pocket, take as many pictures as you want.
Literally.
Like, if you went back in time and told someone you could do that in, like, the 90s even, they'd be like, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, because the 90s, they didn't, like, there wasn't even really cell phones. Until later. Yeah,
there weren't modern cell phones.
No. So that's kind of crazy if you think about that and, like, film and... I know. This is funny. An address book. I remember my parents having an address book, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely had an address book.
Yeah, and this is actually funny. I don't know if you use this or not, but I use, like, a day timer.
Day timer?
Like, I call it a day timer. Like a, like,
for what?
For everything. Like, I have a book, and I just write down things I have to do in a day.
Oh,
like
okay.
If, like, that's
yeah, I mean, I use my phone for that, because on a Google phone, like, all your notes save to a cloud, so you have, like, even if you lose your phone, you don't lose any of your notes or anything.
Right, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I use kind of, like, my day timer. My dad goes the other day. He's like, wow, that is so old-fashioned. And it's true. It is right. Old-fashioned because you can use your phone.
Yeah.
I still do this because I just like the idea of just throwing it in.
Yeah. Do you like the idea of, like, handwriting the notes?
Yeah, I handwrite my notes still. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting, too. I mean, everyone's typing on the computer. I could get into pet peeves.
I cannot handwrite notes.
You can't?
I need my laptop. It started in grade 12. I used my laptop once, and I was like, this is so much easier.
Really?
Why didn't I just do this all the time?
Yeah, I like to handwrite my notes.
Isn't it crazy that back then, like, even 5 years ago, you weren't allowed any electronics in school whatsoever? Crazy. Nowadays, they're literally encouraged. Like,
yeah.
Teachers encourage you to bring a laptop or phone to class. Because
you have to
so
do things
easier.
On it all the time. I know. And you sit down, you pull out your laptop, you have your phone.
I know.
And then you have to plug in. Like, there's so many electronics. Yeah. Whereas if you went into a lecture hall 5 years ago, 10 years ago,
yeah,
there would be none of that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. What else do we have? Oh, checking your voicemail versus
answering. I haven't
answering.
Heard a voicemail in ages.
Sometimes my mom leaves voicemails for me, and I kind of love it. I love it. This is funny. Board games. So... You used to play a game. If you want to play a game, you whip out a board game. I mean, I personally am not much of a phone. Like, I don't game on my phone.
Yeah, I've never been a phone gamer.
But yeah, if you want to play something, you actually have to legitimately play it, which is interesting.
I know. How inconvenient is that? You have to physically pull out a board game and play it?
Yes. I know. I know.
No, I'm still a big board game guy.
And now I feel like even these little things, when we do them, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was playing a board game, I feel like at least one person I was playing with would take a picture of it and post on Snapchat.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Whereas I think back pre-2000s, you just kind of did these things without even noticing.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of interesting. Reading the newspaper every morning. My parents still do that.
Wow. I mean, nowadays we have like Yahoo News.
Literally. Yeah. If I really need news, okay, I'm a little bit of a news junkie, so I get the updates on my phone. What I'm really realizing here is I'm an extreme old soul, but
I like that.
Yeah, I get the updates, but if I really want to know kind of what's going on gossip-wise or anything, I would just go onto Facebook.
I hit Twitter. I haven't touched Facebook in years, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's another, you know, we're 2 years apart.
A generational gap.
Because Facebook is my go-to. I go on Facebook first,
probably.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I haven't touched anything on Facebook in a little while.
Yeah.
But Twitter, I'm always on Twitter.
See, and I, okay, personally, I'm not a big fan of Twitter.
Yeah. Why is that? Give me your professional analysis.
So I liked, in high school, I'm funny. It was a funny thing because I always had, like, good chirps, and I still do. I like to think of myself as good chirps. So I had a Twitter account. It was called The Real More Gracie.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was my Twitter. It was funny, though, and I would, like, subtweet people, and it was hilarious.
It's actually funny.
And it was good. It had followers. It was great. But what I didn't like about Twitter is my account was funny, and I would be very careful not to make fun of people. I would chirp them, but I would never put someone down.
Yeah.
And Twitter, to me, no matter what you follow or what you tweet, you still, there's such a negative posts and negative tweets that you can't get away from, no matter how hard you try.
Yeah, well, for me, the thing about Twitter, I mean, you had Twitter like a while ago. This was a few years back. Nowadays, Twitter has updated where you have so much personalization as to what you do and don't see on your feed.
Right.
Like, I have full control over my feed, and, like, I choose exactly what I do and don't want to see.
Right.
So, like, you know.
So, I feel like I had Twitter before all of that.
Yeah.
And then at this point, it's, like, I already have two social media, or three, I guess, Snapchat, too. So, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. It's, like, do I really want another one?
Right. You know what's crazy to me, now that we're talking about then versus now? I was reminded of this in my film lecture, and I was thinking about CGI. In movies, like computer-generated images.
Okay.
For example, like, I'm not sure if you know this, Jurassic Park was the first film to popularize CGI.
Okay, yes.
And because we study a lot of old movies in film class.
Right.
And I'm thinking now, movies have transformed so incredibly much that if you can think it, you can put it on the movie screen.
Yep, literally. For,
like, my point of reference is Avengers Infinity War. I'm not sure if you've seen it.
I have not, but I can relate to you enough.
And movies like Guardians of the Galaxy and all that.
Yes.
Literally, whatever the director thinks of, he it can goes put on. It on a movie screen. And that's Which is crazy. If you told someone about that 20 years ago, they'd be like, okay, come on. You can't put, you know, a giant purple man in a wearing a golden glove in space. That's Thanos, by the way.
I love it.
You can't.
It's true though, yeah. And no, this is a really old example, but even think of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
They started that movie and it was black and white, and halfway through they discovered color.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's insane, right? So that's an old example, but yeah, kind of the same thing. Another one, postcards. Letters.
Postcards. God.
Wow. Right? If you wanted to talk to someone, you would have to send a letter.
Yeah, I wish letters were still a thing, because I kind of like that. Yeah. Handwritten letters.
I have an interesting story for you.
Okay, do tell.
So, yeah, this summer I was traveling, and my mom came up with this idea, but to send a postcard to yourself when you're traveling. And I did that.
Like, send one in Canada, receive it in, like,
no,
abroad?
No, other way around.
Oh, okay.
So I was in Sardinia, Italy, and I sent myself a postcard.
Huh, then you received it back in Canada.
And then I got it, like, I was traveling for 2 weeks, and I got it 2 weeks after I got home.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I got it, and it was funny. I wrote a quote to myself, actually a quote that I literally found on a bathroom stall.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the quote down, and I mailed it to myself, and I picked it up. And then I was like, wow, I feel like I'm there again. So that was kind of cool. That's a cool one.
I like that.
I do like letters.
Mm.
But can you imagine that's your form of communication?
Yeah.
Right?
I used to speak. This is kind of similar to letters, but I used to be a big texter. Like, I would, obviously, in my middle school phase, I would only text. Now I've been, like, transitioning into calling.
I love calling.
Yeah, I love to call a lot more than text now.
So when did you get a phone?
When did I get a phone? Wow. I had a Slide BlackBerry.
Oh my gosh.
In, I want to say grade 7, 8.
Okay. A little bit older. I got my first phone when I was going into grade 9.
Okay.
So also a little bit older.
And then, I got my first smartphone in grade 9. No, I got my first smartphone in grade 8. It was a Samsung, like, S3 or something.
Right. Even thinking about, you know, this is even that long ago, but the phones, how they've changed.
I know.
My first phone was an iPhone 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was your first phone?
That was my first phone.
You never had the...
I didn't have the Slides or
anything. I went through a lot of shitty phones in middle school. I had the Slide BlackBerry. I had the BlackBerry with the giant ball in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Motorola, I think. Is that what it's called?
I think so, yes. I know what you're talking.
My sister, her first phone was a pink flip phone that was, like, bedazzled and fluffy.
I love it.
And had an antenna.
That's amazing. I know, it's crazy. I mean, I was lucky enough to have an iPhone 4. Yeah. It just kind of worked with the plan I got.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're on, what iPhone are we on now?
XRSTUW, something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy how much it's changed then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just nuts. And it, and then we're going to be talking about this in a couple years.
Yeah.
Right?
And phones are, like, even 3 years ago, fingerprint sensors didn't exist 3 years ago for phones at
least. Right, exactly.
Now we can unlock our phone with our finger.
I know. And you can do your online you can online bank.
I know. 2015 even, that was not a thing.
Right. And that's crazy.
I know.
And it's just going to keep going. So
yeah, like you can't fathom technology advancing even more, but it will. Technology is unstoppable and it like you can't stop it.
You can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Should we get into some more music?
That seems like a pretty good idea.
Alrighty.
Our next song is a classic hip-hop song. It's Nas Is Like by Nas. Alright, ladies and gents, we've just about reached the end of our show. Isn't it crazy how rap and hip-hop has transformed? Over the last years. I was just thinking about that. So that was Nas Is Like by Nas and Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. And
what's the year different on that?
Wow. Nas Is Like is probably 99.
Yeah, 99. And then 2018.
Yeah, that's crazy. 19 years of hip-hop and the difference is unbelievable. And if you go even further back to, let's say, Tupac, Biggie, like their class of hip-hop, I'm a big fan of classic hip-hop, right. So in my biased opinion, their class of hip-hop is way better than nowadays. I'm sure most people would agree with that, but are too afraid to say it.
Oh my gosh. Well, we could have a whole show could have 20 shows like this. There's so much to talk about, so many great songs.
But that's just about the end.
Yeah, so of course, we're going to leave you with a quote. This one is from Stevie Nicks, and it is... And I knew then, as I know now, that I still have so much to do.
Cute,
right? So that's kind of, the world's always changing, right. And there's so much to do.
But hopefully, our intention with these shows are to make you think, make you relax. Hopefully you come out with something
from this show. Something positive, feel good about after listening. And I don't think there's a better way to end the show than a crowd pleaser.
Oh,
always
my God.
An ender.
This next
every
song is
wedding, every single wedding you ever been to. This is actually a way older song, but
yeah, this is 1969.
And
it is "Sweet Caroline" by Neil Diamond.
We'll see you next week, guys.
All right, see you guys.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching me.